that I was nervous at all, but it was fun to see how my body responded to the rehab and the work that I put in this off season in our practice today. So I felt really good, and nothing held me back.
100%?
100%.
Do you feel any more pressure to be as good a runner as you've always been, or to do even more with Jamal's situation?
Now, you know, look, I love Jamal. I'm super bummed to hear about the situation. But, you know, Algie, Adam, those dudes are ready to go. So they'll carry the load, and we'll be just fine.
How has the team handled it?
Very well. You know, I think, you know, our biggest concern, right, is he's a friend, he's a brother, and we love the dude. And if anything, it's how can we help him? And that's been it.
Concerned about Mitch Matthews not being able to go?
No. If it were, you know, his sophomore year or something, and this happened, then maybe. But the dude's been around for a long time. He's extremely established and super reliable. So no worries. I think he'll have ample time to be ready to go.
A couple of young guys, receiver, maybe we look excited for you.
Are you asking which receivers?
No. Do you think there are a couple guys that you'd
be
excited about?
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. I think Moroni was in our group today with the ones, and Moroni made some great plays today. And I would say day one, that was the guy that jumped off to me.
Day one coming off the injury last year compared to day one coming off an injury this year. Can you compare the two?
I think I'm 100%. That was 100% when I came off the injury the last time, and I'm 100% today. So, I would say it's the same.
How will not having Jamal in the backfield impact the way you play?
I don't plan on it impacting the way I play at all. Like I said, the guys that we have behind him are very capable. So I have no worries there.
What specifically did Moroni do today that set him apart to you? Like, did you see anything different?
Yeah, so he knew what he was doing. I think that's the biggest thing for freshmen, right? When you come in and when you start to think about doing the hurry up, everything's hand signals, boards, like, it's a lot to ask these new kids, and Moroni handled it extremely well. I was very happy with that. But not only was he in the right places, like, he made plays. So he made the catches that came his way, and then there was one particular play where, you know, he took like 60 yards, something like that. So very, very happy to see him be where he needed to be, make the plays, and then make some plays after the catch.
What do you think of seeing Tanner out there? How did he do?
I think he did well. I've put, you know, Tanner and those guys in the same situation. You know, Tanner was here before the mission with Coach and I and these guys, so he certainly has a leg up, and maybe the expectation is a little higher. But happy with what we saw out of Tanner, and happy what we saw out of Bo Hodge today as well. I'd throw him in that same category. And you know, Coy didn't get a lot of reps, so we'll just have to see how it evolves.
A lot of work for the throw game today. How do you feel like you spun the ball?
You know, I felt a little rusty, but overall I thought for the most part decisions were good, and you know, the ball was placed where it needed to be. So I was happy with that. There's certainly some areas that we need to improve, but hey, it's day one, so I'm very happy with our starting point.
So how long are you going to table this finance career?
hopefully I can table it for a long time, right? I need to have a backup plan. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chase.